Hi, this is Rio Wade, host of Paper Hope Street Team, and this is Our Future is Missing Voice America Kids. Please be on the lookout for Elias Tahiri. Elias is a 5-year-old white male. Elias's case is considered a family abduction. Elias is 3 feet, 6 inches tall, weighing 30 pounds. Elias was last seen in November of 2011. He and his brother, Adam, may be in the company of their father. They are believed to be in Morocco. Adam and Elias are of Moroccan descent. If you know of Elias's whereabouts, please contact the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children's Hotline at 1-800-THE-LOST. That's 1-800-843-5678. To see pictures of Elias Tahiri, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or at kidstar.org homepage, or go to ourfutureismissing.com. Thank you.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. I'm a little under the weather right now, so please bear with me today. But here's some good news. It's the 1-year anniversary of Cool Kids Cook. Yay! We're going to celebrate good times. Come on! We have a huge celebrity guest on today's show to commemorate our special day. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first few guesses get a shout-out here. So, congratulations to Debbie Gajewski, Dolores Sonata Carafa, and Sean Carafa for guessing wax beans. If you have my newest cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, I'd love for you to give the review on Amazon. Thanks so much, my faithful foodies. If you don't have the book, I'm giving away a copy today for the 1-year anniversary of the show. Check my Facebook page for details. This past week, I returned from a trip to Southern California. I'll tell you all about my visit to Hollywood, my lunch with celebrity chef Lala, my first authentic Salvadoran meal, and my awesome dinner at Soul Sausage later in the show.
Now it's time for our celebratory interview with the legendary chef, Paul Prudhomme. I'm actually interviewing Chef Paul Prudhomme in person, and I'm so excited. Chef Paul Prudhomme is an internationally recognized name in the culinary industry. He is a television star, a cookbook author, a restaurateur, and a spice mogul. He has propelled the distinctive cuisine of his native Louisiana into the international spotlight and continues to push the limits by creating exciting and new American and international dishes. Chef Paul learned the importance of using the freshest ingredients while cooking at his mother's side and continues to use only Earth's finest harvest. Chef Paul was always adventurous. His strong curiosity of life and cultural customs motivated him to leave Louisiana in his early 20s and travel across the United States to experience every culinary environment possible. From an Indian reservation all the way to the finest 5-star restaurant, Chef Paul learned to love, appreciate, and blend the flavors of his younger years with those of many other cultures. It's such an honor, Chef Paul, to have you as a guest, and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Yay, I'm happy to be here with you.
I'm happy too. So you were the youngest child of 13 children. What were meals like when you were a kid?
I cried a lot. When you're the last one, you get all the bit by them. Do this, do that, do that. You gotta do it. I started working with my mother, helping to make food, and I started that probably when I was about 5 years old, and she would come in and help me, and we didn't have gas or electricity or any of that kind of stuff, and so she would be outside doing things, and I would be on the stove, and she, when she said, do this, come get me, and I'd go get her, and then she'd show me what to do. Because of starting that so early, it got me here because I learned so much about it.
Right, so you learned from
food, and yes.
Right, so you learned from your mother, and right. So you're always in the kitchen. Well, you know, I started cooking when I was 4 years old, so I was young, and you know, but I have a long ways to go.
Yay! You got a long ways to go.
Yes, I do. So many people eat blackened food and don't realize that you invented the technique. Can you tell our listeners how that came about?
Well, everything that you do. It takes time, and you have to get it to where it's really good. And thank goodness that I've been able to do that for probably 700 or 800 ways to get good food, and I'm still doing it. So it's what I do.
So did you, like, just have to, like, you know, did you want to, like, invent something, or was you just kind of, it just kind of came along? Or?
Yeah, I was doing that, just kind of going along. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just having fun.
You're like,
you know, making
ooh,
stuff good, man.
What's this? You know, oh, it tastes good.
When you put it in and you go, it's good. Man, that's good. Then you don't have to worry about it at all.
You're like, I'm going to make this again. Cape Paul's is a famous destination restaurant in New Orleans, and I actually met your executive chef, Paul Miller. He's really nice, and I met him at the French Quarter Festival. Can you tell our listeners more about Cape Paul's?
Well, Cape Paul's started probably about 34 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
And it started out just I wanted to be a cook. And I wanted to have my own cooking for myself and my restaurant. And when we started that one, it really took off. And the customers would come in and say, what are you putting in the food? It tastes so good. Well, there was one thing that I would say is everything's fresh.
Yes.
There's no, we wouldn't, every day, whatever we can find that's fresh, and we know what fresh is. That means it's never been frozen. And so we'd put that in, and we'd put seasoning in it, and the people thought it was wonderful. And I thought it was wonderful because it gave you a lot of money.
You know, so you always use fresh ingredients, you know, you don't, like, import it from, you know, across the world. It's always, you know, fresh and, you know, local, too.
Yes.
It's always great.
Yes.
And, you know, I know at the restaurant, you know, I haven't been there, but, you know, like, you have recipes on the tablecloth where you can tear it off.
Yeah, we do all kinds of silly things. But it's all fun.
Right, and I'm like,
we love our customers. We really do, and we want to give them as much as we can, so when they leave, they can talk about what they, not only what they ate, what they see.
Right, so then they, you know, go, hey, I'm going to tell all my family and friends about this restaurant, and all their family and friends go to the restaurant, and then they tell their friends and family, you know. Just
and that puts money in my tooties.
Exactly. And, you know, you have built a spice empire. Your magic seasoning brand is in 50 states and more than 25 countries. That's amazing. How did that start?
Well, it started for a long time. The customers would say, we want some seasoning, and then they want to buy some. And after that, it just went from one thing to another. And this is the fourth building that we've done magic in.
Wow.
And so, you know, everything takes a long time. You just got to do it slow and easy, and you got to do it with wonderful, correctly things for the customer. You know, the seasonings it is with us. And so when they started finding out how good that was to do that, and the next time it was the same thing, I mean, sometimes it takes us all over the world to find the seasonings that is exact like the one that we had before. And right. We have to do that all the time.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you know, I actually have my own, I have two seasoning buns that I've created.
Yay!
And well, I've created them, but you know, they're not like bottled and sold everywhere, but you know, we're working on that. And but I have one's called sabor, which means flavor in Spanish. That was the first one I created. I created that when I was 8 years old, and then at 10 years old, I created my own Creole seasoning blend, and that one's in my next, in my current newest cookbook.
That's great.
So, but we love your Creole seasoning blend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, you have traveled all over the United States and tasted all different kinds of cuisine. Do you have a favorite?
No, I favor what I do. And, no, I mean, that's the way it is. And I've traveled all over the world doing that, and I've learned a lot from chefs all over the world, and so it was really a fun thing to do. I would tell them what I do, and they tell them to me what they do, and I kept learning.
Right. I love New Orleans, and I love food from here. You know, I go to other places, you know, it's not like, doesn't have like all that flavor, you know. In New Orleans, it's got tons of flavor and lots of spice to it.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, spice up your plate with delicious food. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Game on! It's all about the latest and greatest video games.
Game on!
We'll talk about gameplay, level design, characters, storylines, game modes, and downloadable content.
Game on!
We'll review video games that cover every type of genre.
Game on!
If you're a role player, shooter, musician, fighter, racer, or just like games for the family, this is the show for you.
Game on!
We'll preview the hot new platforms, games, and more, including release dates and updates.
Game on!
Tune in weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids.
Game over. Game over.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with legendary chef Paul Prudhomme. You have already conquered the culinary world and made your mark in this world. What are your future plans?
Well, the most important thing in my life now is my wife.
Yes.
No, I'm serious. I really am. We've known each other for 35 years, and we got married 3 years ago, and it is just absolutely a wonderful thing. I mean, I would not want to do anything else but be with her, day and night.
Wow, that's amazing. And you know, you have like a spice empire, you know, and all these just things that you've invented. And then, but you know, family is always important. You know, I'm always trying to stay close to my family.
The best thing to get is kisses.
Yes.
Yes. You'll understand when you get to 90, like I am.
Well, I've got long ways to go.
Yeah, you do. Yes. Yeah, you do.
Well, now let's find out more about you personally.
Uh-oh.
Chef Paul, what's your favorite dish to cook and what's your favorite dish to eat?
Well, I think that what I'm eating at the time truly, and I've said that for all the times that I've done anything, is that whatever you're eating today, and it's really good, that's the best thing there is. No, I'm serious. Yes. It really is. I mean, that, you know, it's not anything else about it, but it's the truth.
Right. Yeah. Like, I'll say, oh, I like this dish, and then I have something new. I'm like, oh, no, that's now, this is my dish. I'm always trying new foods, and I'm like, I like this. No, now I like this one. You know, you can't pick a favorite. Not all the time. So can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
I don't think I've ever had one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's the simplicity of my life has been for me to do seasonings, and that's all I really was interested for. You know, and I've done it all over the world, but it's the simplicity of it is that the most important thing is to be able to have something for my wife and for me to eat, and that's for that day, and that's the most important thing for us.
I mean,
and the kisses.
And the kisses. You know, I've had maybe a couple of them. Like, one time my mom and I decided to make a kid-friendly beer can chicken, so it had like Italian dressing and garlic and other spices and stuff. And we put it on indirect heat, like it's supposed to be, on the grill, and then we closed it. And then I decided to go parboil some potatoes, so I asked my mom to watch the chicken while I was parboiling the potatoes, and you know, she thought it wasn't cooking fast enough, so she put it on direct heat plus the indirect heat, and sooner or later, the chicken exploded.
Yay! I like that! Yay!
and there was, like, chicken everywhere, and it was charred, and I was like, this is just horrible.
Did you eat it?
Well, we did. We did end up saving it. We took off all the charred skin off, and it was actually really moist inside. It still tasted really good, and I made, like, this salad with a blueberry vinaigrette and apples and stuff. It was really good. And then while we were trying to fix the chicken, we forgot about the potatoes, so then we boiled them instead of parboiling, so we had to make smashed potatoes instead. But, you know, it still turned out good. So, but sometimes mistakes are still good.
Yes.
Sometimes mistakes are better than what you really planned.
Yes, you're right. Sometimes you do that and it's better than you thought it would be, you know, so.
Yep. Exactly. Now let's talk about unusual foods. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
The one that I've traveled all over the world, and sometimes there was places that their food didn't
appeal to you
at all. But I would go ahead and eat it. I really would, because, you know, they had given that to me.
Right, it's there in front of you.
Absolutely.
You don't want to say, I don't like that, you know, don't give that to me.
No, I would never do that.
Yes, you know, I always, you know, if somebody puts something in front of me and asks me to try, you know, I'm going to try, I'm not going to say, that looks gross, I'm not going to eat it. You know, a lot of people, you know, they say it looks gross, so they won't eat it. You know, they judge it by looking at it, but they haven't tasted it either, you know. So a lot of kids do that, too.
They're not good people.
Right. Right. Even if it looks gross, I'm like, I'm going to try it. And I'm like, ooh, that's really good. Always trying new foods. And so when you're not busy with your cooking life, what's your favorite pastime?
With my wife, and we love to be together, and we, whether it's at the house or no matter where it is, we like to be together, just her and I, and we love each other, and so it's the thing that in my life that I love the best.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. I can tell that you love your wife very much.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. And I'm sure she loves you back just as much.
Oh, you never know.
I would hope so. So what advice do you have for kids who have a dream?
I think if you have something in your head that you want to try, you should do it. And if it doesn't work, or if you look at it and it's not feeling right, then go to something else. But as you starting at the 10, you can start learning tremendous amount of whatever you want to do. And it doesn't matter if it's food, doesn't matter, you know, if you want to be someone on doing anything of what we do in our country, you can learn to do that. And you can be a policeman, you can be, anything you want.
Right, and especially, like if I said, for kids, if you're a kid, you have long ways to go, so you definitely have lots of time to... So lastly, here's a wacky, off-the-wall food question, and this will be my new food question for the rest of my second year of Cool Kids Cook. So this is a brand new one. You're the first one who'll be able to answer it. So if you could be any food, what would you be and why?
Well, see, if I had to do that, then I wouldn't have my wife. And without my wife, I would have nothing.
Well, maybe she could be a food, too. So, you'll be like, food pair.
And I'd be eating it up.
Yay! Well, I think I would be like a taco because, taco is my favorite food. And, tacos are very versatile, so I could have, a fusion taco because I'm, all different kinds of backgrounds. I have Filipino, Cajun, Honduran, and Cuban. So, got all different kinds of, I think I'd be a taco. Maybe you could be your seasoning blend.
Could be.
That would be it.
Could be.
They're always making more.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Well, thanks for being what you do, and you're so cute.
Thank you.
And you're so young. And you gotta continue on being a good girl and doing the right things for the rest of your life. And when you get my age, you'll feel as good as I am now.
I will, and you've shown us that good cooking comes from the heart and that love is really the spice of life. If you want to find out more about Chef Paul Prudhomme and Magic Seasoning Blends, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. Laissez le bon temps rouler, let the good times roll to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
Hi, this is Callie, host of Supergirl Guide the Radio Show. And this is our Future is Missing Voice America Kids. Please be on the lookout for Cindy Vale. Cindy is considered an endangered runaway. Cindy is a 17-year-old Hispanic female from Omaha. She is 5'2" and 115 pounds. She has brown eyes and black hair. She may be in need of medical attention. If you know of Cindy's whereabouts, please contact the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children's Hotline at 1-800-THE-LOST. 1-800-843-5678. To see pictures of Cindy Vale, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or the KidStar.org homepage, or go to our futuresmissing.com. Thank you.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're a responsible person, and you're trying to do everything you can to save the planet. But are you doing enough? We've got the right person to help you keep on thinking green. Mario Jr. is the host of Alive and Green. The show is all about green tips, staying environmentally friendly, and having fun while doing something great for our Mother Earth. You'll want to check out the show Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. If we all do our part now, it'll only mean a brighter and better future for us later. This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America. It's time for Tisket a Tasket. What's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredient is forbidden rice. Let's talk about forbidden rice. Forbidden rice is also known as black rice or purple rice. Forbidden rice has anthocyanins. That is what gives it that unique color. Forbidden rice is actually a deep dark purple. It's so dark, it looks black. The rice has a nutty aroma and taste. Like brown rice, forbidden rice still has the husk intact. In ancient China, black rice was only served to the emperor and royalty. It was forbidden to everyone else. Even taking or eating forbidden rice would result in consequences. Here is my recipe for Thai chicken and forbidden rice soup. The dark color of this soup might look weird, but it doesn't taste weird. It tastes amazing. I also love the chewy texture the rice adds to the soup. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon of sesame oil, 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breasts cut into cubes, 4 cloves of garlic minced, 1 tablespoon of fresh ginger grated, 1 tablespoon of fresh cilantro chopped, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 a teaspoon of white pepper, 1 teaspoon of Chinese 5 spice powder, 4.5 cups of chicken broth, 1 cup of coconut cream, 1/2 a cup of mushrooms sliced, and 2 tablespoons of chopped bell pepper, 1 tablespoon of fresh lime juice, and 1/2 a cup of forbidden rice rinsed. Directions: over medium-high heat, brown chicken in sesame oil with garlic, ginger, cilantro, salt, white pepper, and Chinese 5 spice powder. Add remaining ingredients and cook for 45 minutes. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you would like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News. I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. First Lady Michelle Obama was in New Orleans for the National Council of La Raza Conference as their keynote speaker. She spoke about the importance of taking control of what we eat and what we feed our kids. She also said that she doesn't frown upon desserts altogether. She said special occasions call for special foods and that she was not leaving New Orleans without a good meal. World-famous chef Jamie Oliver is taking over the CBS airwaves on Saturday mornings this fall with a new cooking show called Jamie Oliver's 15-Minute Meals. The half-hour show is targeted toward 13 to 16-year-olds and follows a cooking competition show called Recipe Rescue. In Colombia, Coca-Cola introduced a new bottle made entirely of ice. It was available at the beach and sold out in minutes. The bottle has a wide rubber band around it to help people hold it, and the band doubles as a bracelet after the bottle has melted away. They call it their newest eco-friendly product. And that's this week's Foodie News. Hey, Kid Foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me. I'm at Kid Chef Eliana. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana. So, you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Kitchen Tips and Tools. Today's kitchen tool is an empanada maker. There are no kitchen tips because there are two recipes for this week's kitchen tool. The empanada maker kind of works like a waffle maker. It has 4 non-stick semicircle pockets on the top and bottom to place the uncooked empanadas. Once you have pressed the empanada edges, you place it in the maker and close the lid. It cooks the empanadas perfectly golden brown. I hope you like my kitchen tips and tools. Here is a recipe for corn picadillo. This is great in empanadas or even by itself. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1/2 a medium onion chopped, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1 cup of mushrooms chopped, 1 pound of lean ground beef, 1 cup of diced tomatoes, 1 cup of corn, 1 teaspoon of cumin, 2 teaspoons of salt, 1 teaspoon of white pepper, and 1/2 a teaspoon of red pepper flakes. Directions: In a large skillet over medium heat, saute onions and olive oil until translucent. Add garlic and mushrooms. Cook for another 3 minutes. Add ground beef and brown. Add tomatoes, corn, cumin, salt, pepper, and red pepper flakes. Cook until most of the liquid is evaporated. It can be used as empanada filling. Serves 6 to 8. Here is the recipe for empanadas. These empanadas are delicioso. Ingredients: 2 cups of white corn flour, 1 1/2 cups of warm water, 1 1/2 teaspoons of salt, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, and 1 teaspoon of corn picadillo per empanada. Directions: Turn on empanada maker. In a large, mix all ingredients except picadillo. Using template that comes with the empanada maker, roll a small bowl of dough and flatten into a circle. Place a teaspoon of picadillo in the center and fold template over, making dough. Press the edge of the dough all the way around. Cut off any excess dough. Repeat. Place uncooked empanadas into the empanada maker. Close the lid. Cook for about 10 minutes or until golden brown. So this past week, I told you all about my trip in California. But the day after, I went to Hollywood, and I had such a wonderful time in Hollywood. I met up with some Hollywood producers, and hopefully I'll be working with them. And then I went to lunch with celebrity chef Lala, and we went to a restaurant called Los Molcajetes, which means like a mortar and pestle. And there we had authentic Salvadoran food, and the food was out of this world. We had pupusas, which are thick handmade flour tortillas stuffed with cheese and sometimes beans and meat. And the way they do it is they make the dough and they put the meat, that they put the filling inside, and then they roll the dough into a ball and flatten it, and then they cook it, and it is so good. We had salpicón, which is boiled shredded beef with radishes, mint, and herbs, and it kind of reminded me of picadillo, except it was dry. And then we had an empanada de plátano con crema. That means cream-stuffed, fried, sweet plantains. That was just amazing. And it was kind of shaped like a football, kind of like kibbeh, which is a Mediterranean dish. And when you like cut it with like it's like cream on the inside with like the mashed sweet plantains, and then with the cream inside. So you just cut it and it's like sweet and just delicious and creamy and just so good. The whole meal that we had at Los Molcajetes was amazing. And then we also had this drink. It was called ensalada. And ensalada in Spanish actually means salad. But this drink was not like salad. It was made of a fruit called nance, N-A-N-C-E. And it's teeny, teeny, tiny, smaller than an acorn. And it kind of tastes like a mix between strawberries and bananas and apples all together. And it, like, they have a bunch of those fruits in there. And like, it's made with, it's kind of like a fruity drink. And it's just delicious and so good. Make empanadas deliciosas while we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
Follow us on Twitter at Voice America TRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's Voice America TRN.
What does it mean to be a Supergirl? It's all about acceptance, respect, healthy relationships, and how to deal with peer pressure. It's all about real-life issues that girls face every day. Join your hosts as they talk about hobbies, friendships, dealing with bullies, and living life as a Supergirl. Be sure to tune in every week for Supergirl Guide, the radio show, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. With some support and knowing that you're not alone, it makes all the difference in the world. This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Spice Detective. We're investigating Italian seasoning. Italian seasoning is made up of many different herbs. The main herbs include oregano, basil, thyme, rosemary, sage, and marjoram. These are the main herbs the Italians use. Some people even add garlic powder, savory, cilantro, parsley, pepper flakes, and even powdered bay leaves. Italian seasoning was originally from the Mediterranean region. Romans and ancient Greeks experimented with different blends. This seasoning is great for pastas, soups, and more. Here is a recipe for beef and Brussels sprout soup. This soup was yummy with our leftover Brussels sprouts from the other day. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 2 pounds of top round beef cubed, 3 cloves of garlic minced, half an onion chopped, 1/4 of a bell pepper chopped, 2 tablespoons of Italian seasoning, half a teaspoon of cumin, 2 cups of Brussels sprouts cut in half, 6 small potatoes cut into chunks, 1 15-ounce can diced tomatoes, 6 cups of chicken or beef stock, 1 teaspoon of white pepper, and salt to taste. Directions: in a large pot, brown beef in olive oil over medium heat. Add garlic, onion, bell pepper, Italian seasoning, and cumin. Cook for 5 minutes more. Add Brussels sprouts, potatoes, diced tomatoes, stock, and white pepper. Mix soup thoroughly. Salt to taste. Cook for 1 hour or until beef and Brussels sprouts are tender. Serves 8 to 10. It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you fun, easy breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is lime sherbet float. This is a perfect end of the day summer treat. Ingredients: 2 scoops of lime sherbet, 4 ounces of Sprite, 7-Up, or ginger ale. Directions: place the scoops of lime sherbet in a tall 8-ounce glass. Fill to the top with lemon-lime soda or ginger ale. Mix and slurp. Hey, young chefs! You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. These are my recipes for melon gazpacho with oregano oil. This gazpacho is very light, refreshing, and tasty. Ingredients: 4 cups of ripe seedless watermelon, 1 cup of cantaloupe, 1/4 of a cup of balsamic vinegar, 1/4 of a cup of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of fine sea salt, and 1/2 a teaspoon of white pepper. Directions: place inside a blender and puree. Top with a drizzle of oregano oil, toasted chopped walnuts, and feta cheese crumbles. Here's the recipe for oregano oil. This oil is a great finisher for the gazpacho. Ingredients: 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, 2 tablespoons of fresh oregano, 1/2 a teaspoon of fine sea salt, a dash of white pepper. Directions: place in a food processor and blend until oregano is fully incorporated into oil. Also, with the melon gazpacho, place it in the refrigerator and have it chilled. Hey, young chefs, it's time for Cookin' Crafts. Here is a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's Cookin' Craft is how to make a snow jar. During my recent visit to Hollywood, I brought home a miniature snow globe as a souvenir. It inspired this week's Cookin' Craft. Supplies: 1 baby food jar, corn syrup, glitter, a small toy, and a hot glue gun. Instructions: Step 1. Hot glue the small toy to the lid of the jar. Step 2. Place about a teaspoon of glitter inside the jar. Step 3. Fill the jar with corn syrup. Step 4. Screw the lid on the jar and make sure it's tight. Step 5. Shake and watch the snow swirl. The instructions along with photos are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. And remember, my latest Parents' Choice approved award-winning cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, is available at any online book retailer. While I was in Hollywood, I had to go to Hollywood Boulevard and see all of the Hollywood stars. And guess whose star I came upon? My mom and I were walking, and we came upon Vic Damone's star, which is one of my producer's dads. And I definitely had to take a picture and send it to him. And he was just ecstatic. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we found the star. It was so cool. Also, when we were looking for some other stars, I went and took a picture with Jennifer Lopez's star, and she just got her star, and it's like almost a month old. And then I took a picture with Shakira's star, Ellen DeGeneres' star, all of the Beatles stars, just a bunch of different stars. And I was like, look at this one, and this one, and this one, and this one. And we were just going crazy, and I was taking pictures with all of them. And I just had a great time. And then that same night, I went to Soul Sausage. And Soul Sausage actually has a restaurant, but before they were made famous by winning the Great Food Truck Race on Food Network. So they started off as a food truck, but now they have an actual restaurant. And their menu is it's a small menu, but everything on there is delicious. And Soul Sausage is spelled Soul is S-E-O-U-L, like Seoul, Korea. And they do Korean food. And they're famous for their sausage. They make their own sausage. And their slogan is actually, make sausage, not war. And their sausage there is just fantabulous. I'm just speechless. Their sausage is so good. So then my mom and I ordered the regular sausage, which has like a hot dog bun, and then it has the sausage in it, and you just eat it by itself, and it was just really good. And then one of the chefs there was talking to us, and he said, you should really try the spicy sausage. We were like, okay, let's try the spicy sausage. And he was just talking to us about all these other things that were on the menu. We were like, oh my gosh, now we have to order this and this and this. So we ended up, after we ordered our food, we ended up ordering more food, and we had the spicy sausage that came with a sweet coleslaw. So it's like really spicy, but then the sweet coleslaw kind of counteracted the spiciness, and it was just really good. So it wasn't that spicy, it was very mild. And then we had poutine, which are like loaded french fries, but it has like a brown gravy on it. And it had like, there was a pickled red onion and just like scallions and all these different things on it. And you like mix it all together with like the pork. And oh, it was just so good. And then they had a flaming kimchi ball. It sounds really cool, But the flaming kimchi ball is really flaming because it is spicy. Pretty much everything at Seoul Sausage was really spicy. So I didn't think that it was going to be that spicy. So I cut the kimchi ball in half. And it has like rice inside and all these different things. And I took a bite. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is really spicy. And then I took a sip of my boxed water. They sell boxed water. That's like really cool. So I took a sip of that and I was like, why did I just start drinking water when I know in my head that water just spreads the spiciness and it's just going to make it worse. So it actually did make it worse. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is really spicy. And so the next bite I took the bite with the sweet sauce that they had on the side, and it was, but then that made it a lot better. And then we also had the sweet and spicy chicken tenders that came with a sweet corn cornbread. That whole meal was fantastic, and I would definitely go there again. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Paul Prudhomme. You don't need a silver fork to eat good food. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids' First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
Make it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.